Yes, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. This is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And I'm Robert Leonard here on this Wednesday. Here's Phil Henry. Thanks a lot, guys, and welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show on this Wednesday in the middle of the goofiest, kookiest... It's just kooky, right?
Well, that's one way of putting it, yes.
Kooky? This is, General, you've been around longer than any of us here, although I know you're not that much older than me.
Yeah, but you've been around a long time, General. Have you ever seen anything like it before?
Hold on. How long do you think I've been around, anyway?
Well, I mean, did you know about the Depression and stuff?
He's not been around. The General, you were born in the...
I was born in 1949. Okay? You got it? Everybody here?
Yes.
You. All right, General. But as far as these days, no, there's never been anything that rivals what America's going through. I mean, 9/11 was a mental state, and God knows we have mental, you know, and then they, I don't know, this is nuts.
Well, I mean, the country has, though.
Yeah, the country has, as has been pointed out, the pandemic, okay, Bud?
Yeah?
Well,
okay, Margaret, we noticed that you used the word pandemic.
I used the pandemic.
You used the word pandemic.
The pandemic, though, the pandemic. All right?
Yes, what about it?
I want you to know, this is a word that's been used before. 1918 to, let me pretend like I'm interrupting you. Roll back on this, Bud.
Bud, just never mind.
1918, thank you, Phil. Tonight, I'll take it from here. To 1919, the pandemic of the Spanish flu, which, yes, as Phil has pointed out, originated on a U.S. Army base in the heartland of America in Kansas. It was then transported to Europe, and all living hell broke loose.
Yes, 50 to 100. It sounds like we're reading a script, isn't it?
Well, you know, though, right?
Yeah, 50 to 100 million people around the world.
Those are the ones that died, or did they recover?
No, they didn't recover, man.
They didn't recover, bud. So, yeah, that was...
That pandemic was very reminiscent, if you will, or paralleled, or mirrored... Okay, don't give me that look, Robert.
Why do you do that, Margaret?
Mirrored!
Margaret, that's blowing my goddamn ears out.
Watch the language or I'll do it again. Mirrored this experience.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. In fact, in America in 1918-1919, they had the same social distancing issues and encouragements. People were wanting to social distance, but they didn't get the word out in the uniform way that we do today. They didn't have the communications that they had that we have today. Not every city was doing it. In Philadelphia, I'll do this part, Margaret.
I wanted just to, you know,
can I... Margaret, let him, it's his show.
All right.
Philadelphia was having a war bond rally. I think it was in the fall of 1918. They were going to have a big war bond rally. The war had been won, and I guess they were, I don't know, they were raising money to...
probably raising money to pay for the war effort.
Yeah. And they were told by the U.S. Public Health Service, don't do it, man, because it's going to... You know, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, don't do it, man. Don't do it.
Yeah, that money is covered with my father's blood.
All right, hold on for a minute, Sidney.
Sidney?
Yes. From Raising the Sun. So it was, yeah, good call.
So anyway, they decided that they would go ahead with it anyway.
Why'd they do that?
Because they had an idiot for a health director in the city of Philadelphia at the time who said, no, I'm not calling off the rally. I'm not calling off this parade. We're going to have it. And it was absolutely devastating to the city of Philadelphia. They had a horrific spike in cases. St. Louis, on the other hand, during that same period, decided to take the wise route. They canceled big public meetings. They encouraged social distancing. See, these were the things that were common to... And I'm wondering if there's anybody in the government today who's got brains, that is, who has actually looked into how things were dealt with at the end of World War I, and looked at what was successful,
Yeah.
Go ahead, spit it up there, Phil.
Yeah, Phil.
Yeah.
That was successful.
Well, but here's the thing. They did not have the antivirals, as you've pointed out, Phil. They didn't have the penicillins, all this jazz.
Plus, they did not have vaccines.
They did have no flu vaccine.
No, they had no flu vaccine. So they were in much worse shape than us, and that's why they had a second and a third wave. Now, here's the thing that they're talking about. They're fearful that we'll have another wave of this, and it's possible. It's not something that's inevitable, because if we keep on doing what we're doing, I don't think we have to, like, socially...
What, have we got to stay in our homes for the next year or so? I mean, people have got to get out and live, friend. We've got to live.
It is true, Phil.
No, nobody's saying that. But if we do things like washing our hands, you know, staying away from people that are sneezing. Or how about when you sneeze?
Yeah, it's supposed to sneeze into your elbow, man. You know? What? And sneeze into your elbow. It's
supposed to sneeze into the...
Yeah, into the inside of the elbow. Oh, I don't know what you mean, but...
He's not talking about sneezing. You can sneeze on... No, you can't even sneeze on your elbow.
Don't sneeze on your elbow. Or you sneeze into the crook there of the arm.
The crook of the arm is this.
Yeah, that's what it is, bud. So, what are you guys doing?
Well, he's pointing at his nose, and the other guy over there is going, would you guys straighten up?
Can't have any fun. I'll try a couple of laughs.
Hey, man, there's a lot of people that are not having any laughs right now, you know?
Okay, man.
God, take a cheap shot.
Well, it's true. There's a lot of people that ain't having any laughs right now. So anyway, that's what they're saying with a second and a third wave. So we have to continue to do these things until we get the vaccine. When we get the vaccine, then we can begin to, obviously, we'll know its efficacy, that is, its effectiveness, and we can begin to relax a little bit, just as we have been able to do with all these other waves of flu. And we've had them down through the years. But this one, I think this is unique, man. Not in my life have I ever heard, have I ever experienced, have I ever seen country after country, the whole world united. You know, this is all, you know, this is like a science fiction movie.
I was going to say, this is something like, what were you saying, Phil, on the beach?
Well, not on the beach, no, but, you know, yeah, it is like a science fiction somehow. Like the whole world entered, the whole community of nations tied together in the face of,
you know, it reminds me of a lot of ways, Mr. Henry. You know,
God, man, what do you think? You're obviously intellectual, leaving back stuff.
Yeah, I got something to say here, okay?
All right, well, get it said, son.
What, bud? It reminds me in many ways the way the world was united, you know, in the day that the Earth stood still and everything.
What are you talking about? That giant robot?
Yeah, because the whole international community of people were united against a robot.
They were not united against a robot, bud. They were united.
Yeah, they were. It was a giant robot.
Wait a minute, bud. What Margaret's saying is,
it was not against the threat that the world would be incinerated if it did not find... Isn't that it?
I forget what the plot was.
You know, something like that, yeah. Klaatu, who a lot of people thought was the robot, was actual Michael Rennie in a business suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about that, man. It's like a guy from outer space wearing a three-piece suit.
No, it wasn't a three-piece suit. It was more...
Who cares if it was a three-piece suit?
Phil, this worries us when you start wheezing.
I'm not wheezing. It was... Who cares if it was a three-piece suit?
Well, he said it was a three-piece suit.
The cat was from another planet, right?
Yeah, we're talking about Michael Rennie's character.
Michael Rennie's character was from another planet. And yes, as a matter of fact, so was the robot. But the robot, Michael Rennie, was named Klaatu.
Klaatu was the robot's master, played by Michael Rennie. The robot...
Well, what was the robot called?
I don't know. It was...
Probably had some robot, you know, a robot delineation, like B-22.
Yeah. Sure, yeah, that's it. B-22. Boy, oh boy.
God, Mr. Henry, you can't say anything right about you.
I'm not saying... You can't say anything right about me or...
I mean, around you.
Yes, you can, man. I'm just, you know, giving you a couple of shots, man.
God, man, I'm such a pussy, man. I'm not being a pussy, but
can't take a couple of shots, huh?
Forget it.
Anyway, yeah, the movie was When the Earth Stood Still or whatever the hell it's called.
The Day the Earth Stood... What was it?
The Day... Yeah, no. It was The Day the...
The Day the Earth Stood Still.
No.
Yes.
No, it was the day the Earth. Yeah, the day the Earth.
That's right, bud. The day the Earth. Man.
All right.
Yeah, no, you're right, Phil. It was the day the Earth stood still. And in that film, the entire universe, the world was connected, and it was interconnected through the,
it was like the United Nations. They all came together to stand against the robot and the man in the suit, the Klaatu. And when the Klaatu...
Well, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, bud, for Christ on a crutch. Sorry about my language, Phil.
Go ahead.
When the Klaatu and the robot presented themselves before the world community, if you don't stop laughing...
Margaret, the way you're saying it...
When the robot...
When Klaatu...
Yes, when Klaatu, the robot, and I imagine there were others on board that ship, although they held back, I don't know, for fear of how they'd be mocked. They might have been odd-looking. I don't know. But the robot and Klaatu went to the United... I don't know what the fuck, and I could give...
Well, you just use the F word.
I don't care. But where is the hot chocolate?
Oh, we have more.
Margo, where are you going?
Getting hot chocolate. Is that a sin? Or would you like me to dunk my hand in it and wave it around and go, "Hi, I'm Bob Green. I..." Never mind.
"Hi, I'm Bob Green. I wipe with my hand."
Yeah.
Well, you know something? The last three shows, you're losing it, man, and I'm worried about you, son. I'm worried about you.
All right, General. I'm fine. Welcome to our show, folks. World-famous Phil Anderson. We have a very special guest today. We have Tom Catton from the Tom Catton Health Wagon.
Hey. All right, man. Tom Catton from the Health Wagon. Tom's going to be on because, you know what? At what better time than now to have the Health Wagon and Tom Catton, he goes from business to business in his Health Wagon.
What's so funny?
You're laughing. I'm laughing at you.
It's just the idea that he's ringing a bell and wearing a straw hat.
It seems a little out of place with the death.
Okay, Margaret. You know, Margaret, we're trying to lighten it up around here.
Yeah, but it is true. The guy's going from town to town wearing a straw hat, ringing a bell.
Well, people are dying.
Oh, my God. I'm assuming you're all laughing and everything.
What are you laughing at, Phil?
You guys were the... All right. Tom Catton coming up next here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Thank you.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Bob Arteby. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Gunther's Seed and Sod. At Gunther's, we know what your front lawn will look like, what it looks like now, and maybe what it looked like last week. Bring in photographs of each phase. We'll look at them and try to match them up with the seed and the sod that we have on stock at Gunther's Seed and Sod. There are 16 Gunther's Seed and Sod locations on the planet Earth. Three of them are in Iceland, go figure, and the other 13 are here in Southern California. Visit Gunther's Seed and Sod. Look at your front lawn. Bring in photographs of it yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and we'll see about making your sod as green, well, as green as whatever comes out of your nose in the morning. We're only kidding. A joke. A slight joke. Gunther's Seed and Sod. And by Mariachi Brothers, appearing now at the Saddle Soap Inn in Dunther. The Mariachi Brothers, they play wonderful Mexican, Hispanic, and Eastern European ethnic music. They play it aggressively, they play it in time, they play it to a beat, they play it well, and they expect you to get up and dance. And if you don't, the Mariachi Brothers and the Herman Munster Trio. Hi, I'm Herman Munster. That's my name. Don't wear it out. When CBS came on with the Munsters and said, can we use your name? I said, okay. They wanted to pay me, and I said, no, don't worry about it. Just please pass my record around to all of the staff and the cast. They did. No one listened to it. The Herman Munster Trio, now at Cordoby's Inn in Malibu.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, the world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Margaret Gray.
And it's General Galen Shaw and Tom Catton from the Health Wagon joining us. Well, it's always a treat to have Tom Catton on. You never know what he's going to be talking about, and this is no, I don't think it's no exception today, Tom, to talk with you and to find out just, you know, how things are going. So what do you got going on, especially during these very, very difficult times?
Well, hello, everyone. Tom Catton to the Health Wagon. And I'm parked out here in front of the Phil Hendry Studios, the El Pacifico Studios here in the El Pacifico in Southern California, mixing up some Tom Catton health shakes and some Tom Catton super soakers, which we consider to be vitamin-laced. It's delicious. And we think that if you haven't had a Tom Catton super soaker, you're just missing out on this.
Well, now, I just want to... I asked you a question.
I'm sorry, but yeah, I know you asked me a question, but I wanted to get out the... Hello, everybody, you know.
All right, so what's happening here at the Super Soaker? Now, tell me about that.
Well, the Super Soaker General is a brand-new health drink. It's infused with vitamins and minerals. It is made of a vegetable and fruit juice blend, and it's sweet but tangy. It has the taste of a refreshing juice, but also the nourishment of a sort of a V8 or a tomato juice or something like that. Now, you'll know that Tom Catton is in your area, and he's coming into your town, and I might even be pulling up in front of your business. You'll see me sitting in the front seat with my straw hat, ringing a bell, and going, hello, everybody, waving from the cab of the Tom Catton Health Wagon.
Hey, Tom, it's Phil Hendry. How are you, buddy?
Hello, Phil. Tom Catton's Health Wagon is parked out in front of the Phil Hendry Studios right now at the El Pacifico in Southern California. So come on by. And,
Tom, can I?
Hold on. Come on by and get a Tom Catton health shake, get a Tom Catton super soaker, all the vitamins, minerals, delicious, delicious tang of the fruit juices and the spiciness of the cocktail mixes. It is a great, great thing. I'm wearing a straw hat and I'll be ringing the bell. Here's the Tom Catton bell right now. Yeah. Woohoo! Yeah. Woohoo! Hey, it's Tom Catton's in town. Tom Catton is in town.
Well, that's fantastic, Tom. So
Phil? Tom, hey, it's Phil Henry. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Phil, I'm great.
Well, that is, so that's fantastic. And are you seeing a lot of people now with the coronavirus and...
Phil, I don't think about those things.
Tom, you don't worry about getting infected or anything like that?
No, I don't. I don't allow those thoughts in my mind. And I don't think anyone else should allow those thoughts there. I think what you should do is think positively, that you're not going to get sick, that you're going to be fine as long as you are. You know, what I like to think of is the three axioms in my life. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to see that it happens. And I'm going to do what Tom Catton, make it happen with Catton. With a super soaker, with the delicious fruit drinks and the health drinks, you can't go wrong.
All right, Tom, so as you come into town...
As we come into town, as we're coming up to your place of business, I'll go, Tom Catton's in town. Yay! And I've got that old phone there, so you'll see me pulling up. You can turn that up, Jerry. Turn it off. It's driving me out of my goddamn... We're on the air right now, Phil.
Yes, we are. Tom Catton with us with the Health Wagon. And, Bud, are you...
Yeah, I'm go up front and see you right now, Mr. Catton.
All right, Bud Dickman will come out and see us.
All right, so Tom, so you're going to from business to business with your super soaker vitamin drinks and your health drinks and
By the way, Phil, we have also a health sandwich, and it is jackfruit. Have you heard about jackfruit?
I've heard of jackfruit. That's a replacement for meat among vegans.
Yes, it's and Phil, you're a vegan, aren't you?
I try to be, yeah.
Oh, you try to be. Well, if you're not 100%, do you eat beef jerky?
Occasionally.
Okay, well, you're not a vegan. You're not even close to that. No, it doesn't matter. But I'll tell you this, Phil. Tom Catton's Health Wagon, we have jackfruit. We also have the plant-based burgers. We have the plant-based ground beef. It's not ground beef, but it's plant-based beyond beef, or what we call well beyond beef, or over there. It's meat beside me, plus six. 6 feet away from you, it's not even meat anymore.
It begins to change.
Yes, as it moves further away, it begins. So we call that meat 6 feet away. Boom, not meat. And so we have those little patties. We cook them up. And everybody likes them.
Tom, I want to ask you a question. When you say that you're not going to let all this stuff just bother you, you're not going to be negative, how do people apply that?
Well, you get up in the morning, and I heard you guys were talking about Klaatu. Right, Phil? We should talk about the Klaatu?
Well, yeah, we were talking about Klaatu.
Well, okay, so the Klaatu was the positive energies of the planets of the solar system coming to Earth and saying, no more Jell-O for me, Mom. You remember the character Phil and Peggy Sue got married when he said that?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, that's kind of the people of the universe saying that to the Earth. No more Jell-O for me. No more of your warmongering and your hate, your butchery and your destruction of civilian life. We've had it. And we're not going to take it no more. Tom Catton's Health Wagon is the same when it comes to bad eating and bad health practices. No more Jell-O for me. I'm not taking your dirty mouth and filthy habits any longer. We're drinking Health Wagon. We're drinking Tom Catton. We're making it happen with Catton. And all you have to do is just sit there and shut up and drink it.
Sounds kind of aggressive.
Well, I don't mean to be aggressive. I'm just saying that we're in a difficult time, Phil. We're in a time where there is this coronavirus and there are people dying, and the Health Wagon, I refuse to pull over for the procession of death that seems to be everybody's kick, everyone getting their cheap kicks these days, going to the funerals. And
I don't see that happening, Tom. I think everybody is very sad. Well, you know, go ahead.
We're not pulling over for shit.
Tom, can I ask you something?
What?
Are you angry?
No, I'm not angry. I'd never get angry, Phil. Let me tell you something. The first thing you need to know about Tom Catton, I never get angry.
Well, that was decidedly angry, Tom, when you said you're not pulling over for you know what. It sounds as if you're trying to keep yourself, if I may, artificially enthused.
No, Margaret, that's something you've always done. You've done it to me and other people that I love and care about. When they come on the program feeling happy and feeling infused with a joy and a sense that things are going to be all right, Margaret Gray is standing there with a hook ready to stick it into their... Just pull it off with a truck.
What? What did he say? Tom, what are you talking about?
It's fine. I don't want to give in.
You said what about... I'm there with a hook ready to stick it in?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I'm saying I'm trying to remain positive.
Well, that's why a lot of us, not a lot of us, that's why Margaret and I, at least, thought you sounded angry.
Right there, you said a lot of us, then you said it was only two. That's the kind of thing, Phil, you have to guard against. I know I love you, Phil, and you're, I think you're essentially an honest man, but you do want, you really want to just roll over into the gutter where everybody else is laying and slopping around and going, and you want to roll over into the gutter, don't you? You want to, don't you?
No, I do not.
Well, then please don't do it, Phil. Please don't do it.
Hey, Tom, it's General Shaw. We're talking to Tom Catton at his health wagon.
You're not talking to my health wagon. You're talking to Tom Catton.
Yeah, I know, but we're noticing, Tom, you know that we care about you very much. We're noticing there's a distinct anger in your voice.
No, there is not.
Yes, there is, Tom.
Tom, it sounds like you're angry.
I'm not. Well, I apologize, Ted. If that's, I'm not angry at all. I'm happy to be alive. I recognize the Earth, the planet, as you guys were saying, Klaatu came down and told us to...
It's a tough time, isn't it?
It is a tough time, and I'm sorry if I'm letting it get to me. Business is off, okay? I'll be honest with you, but I...
God, that's never for you to admit that.
I thought you were coming out here, okay?
Bud, go out there. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Mr. Catton.
You were going to come out here and pretend... Wasn't he going to pretend like he was... This isn't... Can you edit out some of this stuff?
Sure, we'll edit it out.
Hi, Mr. Cadden. I want to have a health shake.
Oh, look at this. Here's a young man here. Now, what kind of health shake do you want?
I'll have a Blue Monday.
All right. The Blue Monday has blueberries, and it has blue strawberries. We dye our strawberries blue, okay? It has the blue apple, and it has the green apple two-step, and that's just a joke. The green apple two-step, you know what that is, son?
That make you go to the bathroom?
Well, the green apple two-step was you having to go to the bathroom. Number two, although it resembled number one, if you know what I mean. Oh, shut up. Let's roll back on that. Oh, are you okay, son?
Yeah, I'm fine. That's just when you talked about that. But I know that the Blue Monday is exactly what I want to have.
And it's got vitamin C, one of the most important things you can have for your immune system. Not a mammoon, it's a...
Immune system.
Immune system, yes. Here you go. And that'll be $3.63. Thank you. Here you go.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Catton. How much?
That'll be $7.
What?
Hey, Phil.
But $7?
Yes, $7. Let's roll back again.
Hey, Tom, that's very steep.
I don't care what you think. That's the price. Do it again.
Thank you, Mr. Catton. How much?
That'll be $7.
Fuck me. I'm kidding. I'm only kidding.
Don't fuck around, man, okay?
Hey! Now, this is beginning to devolve and deteriorate into something that's confrontational. Come on, guys.
Okay, Phil, then have your man here.
But just do it right.
How much, Mr. Catton?
That'll be $7.
Wow, what a deal.
What an asshole. Would you tell this kid...
Come on, Bud, don't ad lib.
How much, Mr. Catton?
That'll be $7.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fuck.
How long is it going to take me to get this commercial done with a steel-plated retard like that? I'm kidding around, Phil. You know, Tom Catton tries to make every bad situation into a positive. But here's a song for you. With a plate in his head, a plate in his head, he gets ahead. Yes, he gets ahead. With a plate in his head, he doesn't stay in bed. I'm making this up. He doesn't stay in bed. With a plate in his head, he gets ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Catton.
You're welcome. Tom Catton's health wagon, Phil.
Tom, all right, thank you for that. And we will do the necessary editing. But as long as we're doing necessary editing, this doesn't have to air. Can you tell me, it sounds to us...
It sounds like you're depressed.
It sounds as if you're depressed.
Why? How is it coming out that I just sang a song?
Yeah, I know you sang the song and everything, but you got angry with him because he's bitching about your prices.
Well, who wouldn't? I got a guy walking... I got a guy walking up to me with at least one quarter of his head made out of metal, and he says to me, $7, hey, like he's all of a sudden the consumer.
Well, look, Tom, you know, your attitude as being very positive is a great thing, and people look forward to it.
All right, and so when I come on the program with a positive attitude, and you guys are ready to cut my balls up with Captain Kidd's saber.
All right, that is not true, Tom. There's a couple of things that we wanted to ask you about, starting with your opinion. Starting with your mood.
My mood is fine, all right? The coronavirus
Obviously, no one wants to get this flu. You said you're traveling on Sunday. Nobody wants to get it. That's what I'm trying to do to keep people from getting sick, is to bolster their immune system with the Blue Monday, with the Tomcat and Super Soakers, and with our vitamin drinks. Okay? Because I'll tell you something right now, the coronavirus ain't getting me. No, no, no.
See, that's what I mean. You sound angry.
Well, wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? I had my consumer base fall off 46% here over the last month, and this month it's going to be up to 80% because people are dying. Because people are dropping like flies.
Tommy, you know.
Phil, people are falling like flies.
You know what, man? You can turn that around.
Oh, sure. That's right. Tom Catton's Health Wagon.
Why not? Why not come up with some drink that is so good for the immune system, you'll be legendary?
I've been working my ass off day and night trying to come up with the right combination, trying to stay positive. I'm running around with a straw hat on, with a stupid bell going, hee-hee! And I pull into a parking lot, it's like a ghost town. Everywhere I go, it might as well be, it's like a haunted house. I can't find a living soul. Well, so that's what I'm trying to do. You know what, Phil?
I understand. Just stay positive.
Oh, okay. Okay. Meanwhile, General, you go home to your house in Palos Verdes on your fat military pension. And whatever you're making with the Henry Show, Margaret, you and your husband are already millionaires many times over. But I don't know what he does for a living. I don't know how he makes it, but he does. Robert, you own gas stations. And here I am. What have I got? I got a little pickup truck with a wooden shack that I built in the back of it. I wear a straw hat. I've got a bell that sounds like a telephone that'll just drive you, take your brains right out of the side of your head when you hear it. I'm mixing up these shakes. I don't know what I'm doing.
Tom, you're going to make it, man. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, sure. Tom Caden's Healthway. I'm back for another shake. Oh, not this guy again.
He wants to buy another one.
You got real money this time and not that Monopoly money? Yeah.
What were you doing?
You told me to use the Monopoly money. How much? That'll be $7. A glass of water? It's not water, it's lemonade. Okay, all right.
$7 for lemonade, Tom.
Oh, you're going to start in two? They're coming at me from all sides here, Phil. I'm trying.
You know, Tom, when we started this interview with you, you were upbeat, you were ebullient. You're talking about the success of your business. You were feeling good, and here you are having a hard time breathing and screaming at someone because they don't like your lemonade for $7.
That's right. That's how Tom Catton survives. I came up tough, okay? I came up in a tough neighborhood. I couldn't go down the street to get a loaf of bread for my mother without having to fight past six guys with switchblades. I saw guys getting cut up six ways to sunset. I saw my first dead body when I was four. When I was five, I watched my father get run over by a milk truck. When I was six, my mother ran off with some slob. I'm 7 years old at an orphanage, and by the time I was 8 years old, I was running my own phone bank for some clown selling dirty books.
When you were 8 years old...
I did it all, yeah. And by the time I was 15, I started my first health wagon. And I'll tell you something else, it wasn't a big success either. The first six customers I had, goddamn, they got the intestinal, you know, problems. And on it went. But here I am today.
There you are today with one truck. And a straw hat and a bell.
Thanks for nothing, man.
Oh, he's just... Look at...
He's just what? Trying to stick it in and break it off?
No, I'm not, Tom. I'm just saying, you gotta find some humor in the situation. Everybody's having a hard time. It's tough for everyone.
I just heard Phil Henry saying, oh, thank you, everybody, for subscribing to my website. You know?
Yeah, I am. I'm thanking every... Maybe that's what you ought to do, man, is be, you know, grateful for the good times. Grateful for the customers that you have.
And what is that gonna do for me? You love this guy? I'm talking to a guy over here. Well, there's nobody I'm talking to. I'm on an empty street.
Yeah, that's, you know, and you're going to keep playing to empty streets until you, you know, begin to appreciate what you do have. You've been a successful guy. You're one of the best salesmen I've ever met in my life. And you've got your fruit juice drinks and...
Yeah, go ahead, Phil. Butcher it all up. Yeah, your fruit juice. And, Tom Catton's Health Wagon is not going anywhere. I want people to know that.
Yes, exactly.
Yay!
Okay. Tom Catton's Health Wagon is not going anywhere, and when I say it's not going anywhere, I mean it. We're going straight down.
No, you're not.
I'm kidding. Folks, excuse me. God damn, is that the Blue Monday I sold you, bud?
Yeah.
It's not very good. Bring it back. I'll pour it out and make you something better. Okay.
What are you doing?
Changing my pants. What's it to you?
Changing your pants?
All right, well, now you know. I'm so poor I wear paper pants. All right, here comes the underwear.
All right, thanks a lot, Tom, and good luck.
Yeah, whatever.
Jesus H. Christ. That guy, I don't know whether that guy's kidding or not. No, he's not kidding. Although I don't think business is as bad as he says it is. Tom Catton does okay.
And that whole health wagon thing is a promotional come on anyway.
Well, I was going to say, doesn't he have the health food store?
Yeah, he's got two health food. He's got two health food stores. He does a TV show. He does a TV movie here in town for one of the TV stations. He's fine. All right, folks, thank you very much for tuning in today, this Wednesday. Tomorrow we have our encore show. Friday we are going to have our, we're going to have our regular show, and we'll have our BSP chat. We'll have our Saturday cinema. And Sunday I'm going to be going to Florida. Monday's pre-show will be from Florida. All right, so Phil is going to be doing his pre-shows from Florida. All these shows that will be, you'll be hearing will be encore shows, but your pre-show will be live from, from Jackie's house.
Live from Jackie's house. I love that. Yeah.
So don't miss it, folks. It'll be coming up Monday. We're a long way from that. And as I say, we have a lot of other business, a lot of other fun to have in between now and then. World famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. This is General Galen Shaw speaking, and don't forget to get your backstage pass at philhendryshow.com, the home, the intergalactic home of the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey everybody, this is Tom Kent. Go on by the help wagon and have yourself a bean soaker. Wouldn't you like to know what that is? Are you crying? Get away from my truck, will you?